Okay.
What other buildings would they have here in the?
What other building?
Yes, sir.
Well, they finally got a bank, a little old bank, they call it the Riverside Bank. It went broke, and that other bank put up, and they kind of left the old, little old Riverside Bank, and.
Did you have any place to go of a Saturday night? Did you have any place to go of a Saturday night?
No, sir, no. Oh, we'd have buddies to visit around in Beagle and all. You have to ride horse. You have to ride horses or go in the buggy or something.
Would you explain, that's something that I'd like to hear more about, is how you move around the country in either a buggy or a wagon. I think you mentioned that you've got some things at home there that.
Yes, we had a surrey, 2 seats, with 2 horses to it. And,
would you explain the different parts to the, wagon?
No, springs on the wagon, but there were springs on the buggy and surrey, you know. Springs on the buggy and surrey, springs on that, and, a buggy was just for 2-seat people, but a surrey was 2 seats. I could, 4 or 5 could go on that.
How did you hook up the, how was the surrey hooked up to the horses?
Well, it was just buggy harness put on them, and just put the horse, I had a whole back strap in, don't go around behind them. And put up where the buggy wouldn't run upon him, and of course it could work in the hill. We didn't need the hill buggies had brakes on them, you know. If they could sit up and put a brake, it would fit on the brake would fit on the right on the tire, and then put the foot on that and hold back going down the hill in the hills, and. But we didn't ever have brakes on wagons here. Mm-hmm. And Delta, they didn't come equipped with any brakes on them. Mm-hmm. And the surreys either, but never did need them. But of course it'd be the whole back straps on.
How did you have things from the wagon up to the horse? Is that, how did the horses exactly, how did they pull them exactly?
The horse, it would be a horse on each side, they call it the tongue.
Oh, just
the tongue, it goes out in front, goes up between the horses with a, they have a breast yoke, they call it. It goes across here, there's a ring here, and a ring here, your horse is standing here, and you got a strap to go from that collar down here to the ring on this thing. And the harness on the horse goes back around the horse's butt, you see. And if it starts down, he can hold back, you see. Got to be taught to hold the buggy. Don't, if you didn't have that, didn't have them straps on, that buggy would run right up on him, you see. But he's trying to, if he's going pretty fast, it'd stop right quick. And some horses wouldn't stand it, they'd run away or kick or something.
What did you put in these rings? What were they hooked to? These rings, what were they hooked to?
Breast yoke. Here's a buggy back here. That's on the breast yoke. Here's your double tree here. And your harness, your gear going here. That's out in front. That's your double tree that you have your. This is your double tree here. Your single tree is on the end of the double tree. That's a single tree, you call it, to hitch that horse to. And his traces are hitched back here, and his up there too. That's fair, he got to go right on down the line. He got to stay right beside that tongue. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
And,
I just sold the wagon the other day.
Is that right?
I got another notch on it.
You say you've got some of these things at home there, single tree and some of the things left over,
Just got them scattered all around my house there.
Would you tell me about the wheels on the on a wagon, say, or on a buggy? How were they built and how were they hooked on, wheels to the...
They was, they just got a hub on them, you know, and spokes.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a tire.
The tire goes around that.
Yeah.
That's what they call the fella. The spokes.